This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know, there's a job opening in Washington right now. It sounds like a terrific job with interesting colleagues and a lifetime tenure. They're already interviewing a candidate, but it might not be too late to throw your hat in the ring. Here's Paul Rudnick.
Application to be a Supreme Court Justice. 1. Why do you want to be a Supreme Court Justice? A. Job security. B. It will look good on Tinder, especially the photo in which I'm flirtatiously unzipping my robe just a bit. C. I enjoy riding jet skis, taking long walks, and telling women what they can and can't do with their bodies. 2. True or false? It's inappropriate for the personal religious beliefs of a justice to inform his or her legal decisions unless God tells that justice in a dream, "You're the only smart one, I mean, look around." 3. In cases involving powerful business interests, how will you balance the rights of an individual against the economic heft of a corporate giant? A. I'll think, well, when was the last time an individual offered me free 24-hour delivery? B. I'll ask the attorneys representing the corporate interests if Time Warner is really offering cocaine and prostitutes to try to lure customers back. C. I'll ask Justice Ginsburg, Ruth, is it worth getting Netflix when all I want to watch is Kimmy Schmidt and all the episodes of Friends? 4. Who or what is Merrick Garland? A. An exit on the Long Island Expressway. B. Not a Mexican. C. The best name for a riverboat gambler since Gaylord Ravenel. 5. If you're confirmed as a Supreme Court Justice, what would you like your legacy to be? A. He or she bravely remained on the court for 3 years after being declared legally dead. B. He or she was the first justice to sit on one of those inflatable exercise balls instead of a chair. C. He or she introduced a more egalitarian system of jurisprudence to the nation by concluding every decision with the words, "or maybe not."
Application to be a Supreme Court Justice by Paul Rudnick, playwright, novelist, and New Yorker contributor for over 20 years.